The purpose of intuition. What is the purpose of intuition? Like ego, why was it created? There is a significant distinction in origin here. Ego was created from the unlimited field of consciousness that you are. Intuition is a process that arose subsequently to facilitate your continuous communication with this unlimited field of consciousness. It is an amplification of an already existing phenomenon, which is magnified to give ego its very own sense of your bearings, while a small part of you exists here in limited space and time. When ego was designed within humans, intuition, it was amped up, it was magnified to become the method that consciousness from the divine would transmit itself into incarnate human minds. Like a mother human nourishing her young through her umbilical cord, or like a mother bird feeding her babies through her beak, intuition became and is the source of conscious richness that feeds us as we exist here in limited earth, space, and time. Literally akin to Morse code being tapped across an electric wire, for this is my experience inscribing this to you, my friends. Intuition, it is the channel via which God communicates with us. Imagine then if we have essentially closed down our relationship with our intuition. How, oh how, do we connect now with God? We do not. Intuition, it is powerful beyond measure. It is life-giving. It is soul-sustaining. It is divinity manifesting moment to moment in us. Intuition is surrendering into a state of flow, living where the energy is, God's guidance speaking to us via subtle energy. Intuition is our source of life. Intuition is you receiving accurate guidance in the now. Ego is you misperceiving what is via your filters of the past. Ego and intuition. So how do ego and intuition relate? This is actually two interrelated questions. What is their intrinsic relationship, and how do they currently relate to each other? The relationship between ego and intuition has been this historically. They do not have a relationship. Ego did not recognize, nor did value, nor did tune into intuition. It flew its ship, which is you, alone. The relationship between ego and intuition is becoming this. It highly respects intuition. In fact, it bows to it. It honors and reverently prostrates before it, because it recognizes that every single ounce of inspiration, of divination, of clarity, and of hope, all this and more arises from it. Ego realizes that intuition is its lifeline. Intuition is how it is able to sit in the co-pilot seat next to soul. Without intuition, it cannot get there. It cannot make the shift. Synchronicities and serendipities. As you learn to listen to your intuition, as you learn to live in flow, as you discover the sublime, blissful grace none other than surrender, magic, it will begin to appear in your life as it does in mine. Magic is nothing unusual in the realms of intuition. Magic is simply the easy flow of what you call synchronicities. What are synchronicities? What is serendipity? Consider this. Intuition is like a high altitude, transparent bubble from which everything can be seen. It is where connections are coordinated from. When you do notice your intuition, we will explore this all in just a moment, and you discern it and you act on it, thus, you do follow your guidance. Thus, you ensure your arrival precisely where intuition is leading you to. It is as if your intuition positions a luminous overlay of you exactly where it is guiding you to. And then with great care, the steps via which it coaxes you, these deliver the physical form of you there. For mind does lead body, and pure consciousness is mind. When other people, they do this also, together you arrive as if magically in the same place at the same time. in the same opportunity, with absolutely no effort, rather, in grace. For miracles thus are made manifest. Yes, miracles thus are made manifest. Conversely, when you do notice your intuition, or you notice it and yet you doubt it, you do not arrive at the perfect place, at the perfect time, for magic to take place. Your life, it is thus comparatively boring and dead. Intuition is how new life is brought into you. It is how new opportunities are wafted effortlessly toward you. It is how you are positioned for serendipities and synchronicities to occur. When you do follow your guidance via your intuition, the universe, quite literally, it can speak with you. Yes, it can speak with you.